Australian climate change experts say climate change is happening at an unprecedented scale, but there's still hope for the world to prevent further extreme damage. The Wire's Madeleine Graham has his report.
Australian climate change experts say global warming is happening at an unprecedented scale, but there's still hope to prevent further warming if we act at a nation and individual level. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's 6th report says for the first time global warming has caused drastic and irreversible changes in the climate system, such as the melting of the Antarctic ice sheets. The planet could be warmed by 4 to 5 degrees by 2050 if change doesn't happen in this decade. Professor of the Environment, Climate and Global Health at Melbourne University and head author of the Working Group 2 of IPCC's Climate Change Report, Catherine Bowen, says there are many ways to combat the effects of climate change, and Australians should remain hopeful. She also says the government must educate people on the severe impacts of global warming and make policy changes.
It's really important to emphasise that there is hope. There's a lot of work we need to do, and it really is about keeping the pressure on our politicians in terms of explaining the dire impacts of climate change, which we see regularly in Australia. We only need to be reminded of the bushfires that hit most of Australia during Black Summer. We only need to think of the floods that hit Queensland a little while ago. So we know that these events are going to be increasing in how often they occur, so their frequency and how severe they are. And there is absolutely a chance to not go to 4 or 5 degrees, but it does take the political will and the commitment of the government.
People can implement their own individual differences in many ways.
There's a lot we can do at an individual level as well. So, for example, we can look at where our superannuation is being invested. You know, superannuation holds trillions of our dollars, and we have agency over where that gets directed. So we can make these decisions to direct where that money is invested through our super. And so ways that might seem small but can actually have an impact in terms of what we can do at an individual level.
Carbon emissions are the leading cause for climate change, and to stabilise the warming of 1.5 degrees by 2050, emissions would need to be cut by 100% according to the IPCC's report. Professor Bowen says people can support the reduction of carbon emissions by decreasing their meat intake and using their car less.
Reducing meat intake, we know that methane is a really big contributor to greenhouse gas emissions. So reducing our consumption of animals is particularly important, and it also has benefits for our health. So we know that eating too much red meat, for example, can lead to health issues such as strokes and cardiovascular disease. So it has another benefit in the health realm as well. Also, riding our bikes more, walking more rather than driving our car. We know that the short distance car trips are more common than the longer distance ones. So how can we make sure that we get on our bike or we take a walk or we get the bus if we can, or the train or tram, rather than jumping in our car all the time? So there are definitely options that we can all consider as individuals, regardless of where we live or our age.
Communities are already playing their part in becoming more climate conscious and have implemented their own renewable systems.
And then if we look at a community level, we're seeing terrific examples emerging more and more because of the policy vacuum at the federal level particularly, where communities have just banded together and developed their own renewable systems, for example. So we're seeing great examples of that in Victoria, such as Hepburn Shire, which is running on their wind farms, and they're sort of investing in more renewable energy projects as well.
She says the world still has agency and power to prevent further climate warming, and advises Australians to be active in creating discussion and be more climate conscious.
Finishing on that point of hope is really, really fundamental, because we know that unless people think that there is hope, there won't be action. So every bit that we do as an individual counts, as well as the pressure we put on our politicians, whatever scale we're talking about, whether that's local or state or federal. We do have a lot of agency. You know, we've got the ability to change the way things are headed. I want to make sure your audience gets that message loud and clear, and also, finds a community when I say community, it might be just a couple of friends that think along similar lines and that can support each other. And really, I think it's obviously the younger generation that's unfortunately going to be a part of, you know, the next 50 years and working through the problems that we have developed and have thrown on this beautiful planet that we live on. And so being active in that discussion and really having your voice heard is vital.
That was Professor of the Environment, Climate and Global Health at Melbourne University, Catherine Bowen, ending the report by The Wire's Madeline Graham.